Welcome back. In this lesson, we're building a classic DNB move with a modern Ableton Live 12 workflow, the Amen transition pull. This is one of those small arrangement tricks that can make a track feel instantly more professional, more urgent, and way more alive. The goal here is not to slam the listener with a giant riser or an overcooked impact. Instead, we're going to create tension by gradually stripping the Amen breakdown, pulling the low end away, opening up space with filter and reverb movement, and then handing the energy off into the next section in a really intentional way. This is especially useful in jungle, rollers, neuro, halftime, and darker bass music, because in those styles, transition energy is all about control. You want the listener to feel the momentum change before the drop, switch, or phrase change actually lands. That's what makes the pull feel so effective. So let's think like arrangers first, sound designers second. Start by setting up a dedicated transition area in arrangement view. If you already have a drum bus, duplicate your Amen into its own track or group it into a drum transition group. That way, you can automate it independently without messing up the rest of your main drum loop. On that Amen track or group, load up a simple stock chain, EQ8, auto filter, drum bus, hybrid reverb or standard reverb, echo and optionally utility. Nothing fancy. The point is to make the break itself do the heavy lifting, with automation shaping the movement around it. Before we automate anything, choose a solid Amen source. You can use a clean loop, a chopped resample, or a break in simpler slice mode if you want more control. For this workflow, think in phrases. You want the break to stay recognizable for most of the transition, especially the snare backbeat, because that's what gives the listener something to hold on to while the energy drains away. If the break is too dense, trim a few ghost notes. If it feels too empty, you can layer a light top loop or hat texture on top. But don't overbuild it. A good Amen pull usually works, because it starts with confidence and slowly loses certainty. Now clean it up with drum bus and EQ8. Keep the drum bus subtle. A little drive, a little transient enhancement, maybe a tiny bit of boom if you need it, but don't crush it. With EQ8, trim any rumble down low. Clean out some muddy low mids if the break feels boxy, and tame any harsh top end if the hats are getting sharp. This step matters more than people think. If the Amen already sounds messy, automation just makes the mess move around. If it starts clean, the pull feels deliberate. Now for the heart of the move, filter automation. Put auto filter on the Amen track or group and automate the transition with movement. One very effective approach is to start fairly open, then slowly close the filter over 2 to 4 bars, and finally let it snap back open on the first hit of the next section. That creates a really satisfying sense of tension and release. A low-pass filter is a classic choice here. You can sweep from full open down into a much narrower range so the break starts feeling darker, narrower, and more tunnel-like. If you want something a little more dubby or hollow, try a bandpass instead. The point is not just to mute the highs. The point is to redefine the groove as it approaches the drop. And here's an important coaching note. Don't automate one giant obvious movement and call it done. The strongest Amen pulls usually come from several smaller changes happening together. Less low end, slightly less width, a bit more space, a little more emphasis on the final snare. That layered tension is what makes it feel musical instead of mechanical. Next, bring in delay and reverb, but only where it counts. A common mistake is drowning the whole break in ambience. Instead, automate throws on the last hit or the last half bar. That could be the final snare, a ghost kick, or a small hat run just before the drop. Use echo on a return track or directly on the Amen group. Keep the feedback moderate and the dry/wet low until the moment you want the throw to appear. You want the repeats to feel like they're being introduced for emphasis, not sitting there all the time. For reverb, the same idea applies. Keep the decay moderate and use it to bloom the final snare or clap into the next phrase. That pulled into space feeling is a huge part of the transition. You're not just adding ambience, you're removing certainty. Then deal with the low end. This is a big one in drum and bass. If the Amen is carrying too much weight in the low end as the drop approaches, the transition will feel muddy and the next section won't hit as hard. Use EQ8 or auto filter to reduce that low end presence over the transition. A gentle low shelf down, or a rising high pass sweep, can make a huge difference. The absence of bass is part of the tension. When the sub returns, it feels bigger because the ear has been starved for it. That's one of the smartest things about the Amen pull in DNB. The move isn't just what you add, it's what you remove. Now add some motion, but keep it tasteful. Utility is great for width control. You can narrow the stereo image a bit in the middle of the transition, Then open it back up on impact. That final mono collapse right before the drop can make the next section feel enormous. Just be careful not to widen everything too much, especially the low end. Sub and kick should stay solid. You can also use auto pan very lightly on hats with a reverb return for subtle movement. And if you want a darker, more nervous tension, a tiny bit of frequency shifter automation on the last half bar can add a metallic edge without turning the whole thing into a special effect. This is really the key mindset. Think in layers of tension, not one giant automation lane. Also, think in phrases. A strong amen pull usually works best in 4, 8, or 16 bar chunks. For example, the first part of the section stays more grounded, then the break starts thinning out, then the filter closes, the reverb and delay rise, and finally the last bar feels almost suspended before the next section slams in. If you're working in a DJ-friendly intro or outro, the same logic applies. You can make the last 8 bars before the drop feel like they're preparing space for the next tune or the next section. In a roller or darker bass track, the same technique can be used to shift from a straight groove into a more broken or halftime feeling section. And if the automation gets complex, don't be afraid to commit. Resample or freeze the transition to audio once it feels right. That makes editing easier, tail management cleaner, and arrangement decisions more solid. Sometimes printing the move forces you to stop tweaking and actually finish the thing, which is a very good habit. A few common mistakes to avoid here. First, don't overdo the effects. Too much reverb and delay makes the amen lose its punch. Use those tools like punctuation, not wallpaper. Second, don't leave the low end in place for too long. If the sub and the break are both still active right up to the drop, the transition loses impact. Third, don't keep the drum loop totally static. A real transition should feel like the groove is changing shape. Edit out a kick, expose the snare, or alter the last couple of hits so the phrase actually evolves. Fourth, don't widen the whole thing just because it sounds big and solo. In context, too much width can weaken the drop. Keep the bass focused and use width mainly on FX tails and upper textures. And fifth, avoid perfectly even automation. A little curve, a little asymmetry, especially in the final half bar, usually sounds much better. If you want to push this further for darker or heavier DNB, try a low-pass pull into a sub-heavy drop, or layer a filtered noise bed under the break. You can also send only the snares to reverb, while keeping the kick dry and tight. That gives you space without sacrificing punch. Another great move is a brief mono collapse in the last half bar, then a sudden reopen on the drop. It creates that psychological snap that makes the hit feel bigger than it is. You can also get more advanced by making 2 passes of the same amen. Keep one track dry and punchy, and make another version heavily filtered, roomy and delayed. Crossfade between them during the transition. That gives you much more control over how the energy evolves. The overall idea is simple. The amen pull is not just a drum effect. It's a transition language. It tells the listener that the groove is about to change, the energy is about to shift, and the next section is going to land with purpose. So for your practice, try building an 8-bar amen transition using only stock Ableton tools. Duplicate the break, automate the filter darkening over the final bars, add one echo throw on the last snare, reduce the low end, and maybe narrow the width just before the drop. Then compare it in context with the bass and full drums playing. If the transition still sounds like an amen, but feels like it's being pulled into the next phrase, you've done it right. That's the move. Clean, dark, controlled, and ready to slam into the next section.